The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 46, Further Expansion, Paul's Travels. Paul travelled on through Greece, gaining converts and provoking opposition wherever he went. In Athens he was greeted with lively curiosity, but made only a few converts. In Corinth, the local Jews brought him before the Roman governor Gallio, but Gallio refused to intervene in what he considered to be a dispute within the Jewish community. Later, Paul came to Ephesus in Asia Minor. His successful ministry there enraged the local silversmiths, whose living came from making statues of the city's deity, Artemis. A serious riot broke out. Paul wanted to speak to the protesters, but, fearing for his safety, the local Christians would not allow it. It was left to a local official to quell the crowd and restore order. In due course, Paul decided to return to Jerusalem, even though he knew he was putting himself in grave danger. On his way, he visited churches which he had established earlier to say goodbye. In Jerusalem, he visited James, the brother of Jesus, and head of the church there, and was asked to prove that he still thought of himself as a Jew by undertaking a ritual purification in the temple. While he was doing so, he was recognized and accused of profaning the Jewish faith and the temple itself. He was rescued from the fury of the mob by a detachment from the Roman garrison, and subsequently from a plot to murder him by being taken to Caesarea. There, he was brought before two successive Roman governors, the second of whom asked him to return to Jerusalem and stand trial before a Jewish court. To have agreed would have meant certain death, so Paul took advantage of the fact that he had been born a Roman citizen and appealed to the emperor. This meant that he would have to travel as a prisoner to Rome. The ship on which he and his companions were embarked set sail for Rome, but was caught in a storm and wrecked on the coast of Malta. Thanks to Paul's leadership, the crew and passengers all came safely ashore. It was only after some months that he set sail again and came to Rome. He was greeted warmly by the Christians there and imprisoned in comfortable circumstances to await his trial. Once again, most of the local Jews rejected his teaching, and once again he turned to the Gentiles, teaching them without hindrance. This comes from the book of Acts.